Hey guys, welcome to the channel. Today we're going to be giving you 5 tips how you can niche down. So these are just some tips that you can use to formulate a niche to figure out your passion and where you want to go and spreading your content. And all that's coming up right after this. Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Don Thompson Podcast. Today we're talking about niching down, and we're going to give you 5 tips on how you can narrow your niche and start pursuing your passions today. Alright guys, welcome to the channel. My name is Don with DonThompson.com, and today we're going to continue helping you build your community, build your influence, and spread your brand awareness by helping you with 5 tips that you can use to niche down and find your niche so you can start pursuing your passion and you can start making money doing what you love to do. So we're going to get into that right now. This is going to be a short video. We just want to walk you through these 5 tips real quick. It is linked to another video that we just did, the top 10 ways to help you grow your influence and community today. So you can look for this over there, or you can look right here to see that video. I appreciate you checking it out, but let's get into the top 5 tips to help you niche down. All right, tip number 1 is to identify your interests and passions. Get a piece of paper, get on your computer, block everything out, and I would list a couple things that you would like your passions, and then from that, start narrowing down what is the biggest passion, the biggest dream in your life, and then pick that out, because that can help you kind of narrow your focus in your niche and to help you get a heads up there. And we'll move right on to tip number 2, and that is to identify problems you can solve within what you just figured out. The stuff that you wrote down, try to write problems that you can solve that you know how to solve, and see if that's something that you would be willing to do, because that will help you niching down, because you'll start to be more confident in a certain area, certain direction. So this will help you kind of narrow that focus and try to get to that niche. And then once you've narrowed that down, you've listed a couple things, you've listed some problems you can solve, then you can go in and pick a couple, and then it's time to start researching. Number 3 is to research the competition to see if that's heavily saturated. Right now on YouTube, I do not believe that that matters. There are ways you can rank, and there are ways you can get your video out there, but if that's something that concerns you, number 3 is for you. You can go out there and research the competition on your niche to see if that is something that is a low competition, if there's high quality content out there, low quality content, if it's lacking authenticity, if it's lacking transparency. Those are some of the things you can get on YouTube. You can get out there online on Google and research to help you narrow down your niche. And then number 4 is determine if that niche will be profitable, because you don't want to get into something that's not going to be profitable down the road, because a lot of times people, I believe that if you're living your passion, you won't work a day in your life. Gary Vee, thank you for opening my mind to that, and I'm trying to do everything I right now is to focus toward that point of living my passion, and I will give that influence and that advice over to you, is to determine if that's going to be profitable and start living that passion. And number 5 is to test your ideas, to test it out, to see if people are having success with it, to see if it's going to be successful. And if that happens, you have just have one or two choices. Now you can sit down and you can pick a niche and you can get started on building your community and your influence today.